Hey there, welcome to the Creative Classroom Podcast. I'm your host, John Spencer. I'm a former middle school teacher, current college professor, and I am passionate about seeing classrooms become bastions of creativity and wonder. And so on this podcast, we usually talk about, well, creativity and what it means in our classrooms. And I know, shocker, you couldn't figure that out just by looking at the title of the podcast. But today I want to talk about something that's, I think, really important for people who do creative work. And I would consider myself to be someone who loves to make things. I have a goal often of making something new each day. And what I say is that, you know, on some days I make things, on other days I make a difference, but on a good day I get to do both. And yet sometimes it's easy to lose sight on the things that matter when you are someone who does creative work. So here's a more, I guess, personal reflection, and here we go. When I turned 30, which was a while ago, I jotted down a set of specific goals listing things I wanted to do by the time I turned 40. On the left side of this, I made a list of very personal accomplishments. If life was like a vapor, these were the things I wanted to do before it evaporated. They were things like be debt-free, run a marathon, complete a master's degree, write a novel. My moonshot goal was to become a professor. I mean, I really thought that wasn't going to happen by the time I was 40. I mean, after all, I still loved being a classroom teacher. And by the way, I continued to love being a classroom teacher until the day that I became a professor. That never really went away. But anyway, this last Friday, I turned 37. Now, I have already accomplished everything on the left side of the list. It happened slowly and subtly in little tiny iterations, starting from 1 mile a day to eventually 26.2 miles, or writing, you know, 400 words a day and then suddenly realizing that I had finished my first novel. But anyway, back to this list. I also had things on the right side. And these were not accomplishments. In fact, these had very little to do with me and a lot to do with the people around me. They were things like spend evenings with my family and learn how to be truly present around my kids, or grow in empathy towards others, or figure out how to live a less busy life, or be ridiculously goofy with my kids and sing at the top of my lungs and dance like you just don't care. Now, these were not SMART goals by any means. And I use the acronym SMART, measurable, timely, you know that acronym. In fact, these were the complete opposite. These were vague and immeasurable and timeless. So, fast forward to Friday night. Imagine this, it's my birthday. I'm having dinner with my family. Let's be clear. I'm having dinner with my family, and it's this total dive bar with amazing burgers and the perfect atmosphere. It is completely unpretentious. I'm sitting next to my daughter, who is pretending to be a reporter, asking me tons of questions about my life story and pretending to be writing it down on an invisible sketch pad. "Tell me about your pets when you were growing up," she says in her most serious possible voice. I tell her all about my former Cocker Spaniel that I loved when I was her age. "Tell me the first time you cried when a pet died," she says as a follow-up question. And then, just to clarify, she warns me that it can't be a goldfish because, in her words, those are supposed to die. I answer her question again. "When you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?" "I think an architect and a baseball player." "What do you want to be?" I ask her. "I'm the one asking the questions," she corrects me. In this moment, I glance over at my wife. She's teaching my son how to play pool with a couple of other kids that they've randomly made friends with at this total family-friendly dive bar. Our eyes meet and she smiles. And I am reminded yet again that I am the luckiest man in the world. So here I am now, sitting in our quiet living room, thinking about the goals I made at the age of 30. When I wrote those goals, I believed they were a balance between who I wanted to be and what I wanted to accomplish. I thought the good life was this sort of happy medium between the two. But 7 years later, I realize that I have slowly gravitated to the right side of the list. Now, don't get me wrong. It is fun to play the game. I still have things I want to accomplish. I still love making things. I still love doing creative work. It is part of what makes life so much fun. But here's the thing. That is not where life is found. Life is found on the right side of the list. Thanks for listening to the Creative Classroom Podcast. Would you do me a favor and leave a review on iTunes? That would mean the world to me, and I'd really appreciate it. And then if you enjoy this podcast at all, share it with someone else and let them know about it. So anyway, thank you for listening.